Welcome to the 5 Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com, where each week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, an assassination or a serial killer in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 22, The Murder of Lord Darnley. The murder of Lord Darnley remains one of the most infamous and controversial events in Scottish history. Entangled in political intrigue, personal rivalries, and the tumultuous reign of Mary, Queen of Scots. Henry Stuart, Lord Darnley, was Mary's second husband, and a man whose life was marked by ambition, arrogance, and a tragic end. His death in 1567 shocked the nation and became a central factor in the downfall of Mary's rule. Lord Darnley was born on the 7th of December, 1545, to Matthew Stuart, 4th Earl of Lennox, and Margaret Douglas, a granddaughter of Henry VII of England. This lineage placed Darnley in the line of succession to both the English and Scottish thrones, making him an attractive match for Mary, Queen of Scots. Mary herself was a Catholic monarch in a predominantly Protestant Scotland, ruling amidst religious and political tensions. The marriage, which took place in July 1565, was initially seen as a strengthening of the Catholic cause, but it soon became a source of discord and scandal. Darnley was handsome and charming, but also vain, impulsive, and politically ambitious. His arrogance and erratic behaviour quickly alienated both Mary and her court. Darnley sought the Crown Matrimonial, a title that would have made him a co-sovereign and allowed him to rule alongside Mary. However, Mary, unwilling to cede power to her husband, refused. This created a rift in their marriage, exacerbated by Darnley's jealousy and his resentment of Mary's favouritism towards her Italian secretary, David Rizzio. Rizzio's influence over Mary became a focal point of Darnley's frustrations. In March 1566, Darnley, alongside a group of conspirators, orchestrated Rizzio's brutal murder. The attack took place in Mary's private chambers at Holyrood Palace, with Rizzio being stabbed multiple times in front of the pregnant queen. This violent act deeply traumatised Mary and further strained her already deteriorating relationship with Darnley. Although Mary outwardly reconciled with her husband, their marriage was irreparably damaged. By early 1567, Darnley had fallen gravely ill, possibly due to smallpox or syphilis, and sought refuge at Kirkoe Field, a house just outside Edinburgh. Mary visited him regularly during his convalescence, seemingly attempting to mend their fractured relationship. However, tensions remained high, and rumours circulated about plots against Darnley. On the night of 9th February 1567, the house at Kirkoe Field was destroyed by an explosion. Darnley's body was found in the garden, unscathed by the blast but bearing evidence of strangulation, suggesting he had been murdered before the explosion was staged to cover up the crime. The investigation into Darnley's death quickly became a matter of political manipulation and intrigue. Suspicion fell on James Hepburn, Earl of Bothwell, a powerful nobleman and close confidant of Mary. Bothwell was rumoured to have been romantically involved with the Queen and had much to gain from Darnley's removal. Within weeks of Darnley's murder, Bothwell was formally accused but acquitted in a highly dubious trial. Shortly thereafter, he abducted Mary, whether with her consent or against her will remains debated, and the two were married in May 1567, just 3 months after Darnley's death. The marriage to Bothwell proved disastrous for Mary's reputation and her political position. Many of her nobles viewed it as evidence of her complicity in Darnley's murder, whether by direct involvement or tacit approval. Public opinion turned sharply against her, and a coalition of Scottish lords rose in rebellion. Mary was forced to abdicate the throne in favour of her infant son, James VI, and was imprisoned in Loch Leven Castle. Bothwell fled to Scandinavia, where he was eventually captured and died in a Danish prison. Mary's downfall did not end the intrigue surrounding Darnley's murder. Over the centuries, historians and writers have debated her role in the events leading to his death. Some portray her as a victim of circumstance, manipulated by ambitious men like Bothwell, and betrayed by her nobility. Others argue that she was complicit, driven by her deteriorating marriage and the political necessity of removing Darnley as a threat to her authority. The lack of definitive evidence has allowed these theories to persist, adding to the enduring fascination with Mary's turbulent reign. The murder of Lord Darnley had far-reaching consequences for Scotland and beyond. It contributed to the political instability that plagued the nation in the late 16th century, and ultimately led to Mary's exile in England. Her imprisonment by her cousin, Elizabeth I, lasted nearly 2 decades before Mary was executed in 1587 for her alleged involvement in plots to assassinate the English Queen. Meanwhile, her son, James VI, was raised under Protestant regents, ensuring a break from his mother's Catholic legacy. He would later inherit the English throne as James I, uniting the crowns of Scotland and England. Darnley's murder is emblematic of the dangers and intrigues of Renaissance politics, where personal relationships, religious divisions, and political ambition often intertwined with deadly results. The drama of his life and death continues to captivate, offering a glimpse into the complexities of power and the human cost of political manoeuvring. While the truth behind his murder may never be fully uncovered, it remains a pivotal chapter in the story of Mary, Queen of Scots, and the tumultuous history of Scotland. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.